Well, when I'm lonely, I fill that void with food, and I'm sure our next guest is happy to hear that. He is a renowned chef and host of Food Network's The Great Food Truck Race, the new season entitled David versus Goliath, premiering this Sunday night on the Food Network. We welcome Tyler Florence to the show.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, buddy.
Hey,
buddy. How are you, man?
We are getting ready for the big premiere Sunday night, 7 Central, The Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath. This season is different in the past. Your contestants were all newbies, but now you've got rookies versus seasoned pros, right?
This season is going to be so much fun. I want everybody to check it out. The Great Food Truck Race this Father's Day.
Yeah,
8-7 Central, everywhere across the country. And we have four professional food truck teams that are the best of the best, going up against five rookie teams to see who has what it takes to win $50,000. In the city of Los Angeles, which is the food truck capital of the world. So not only are they competing against each other, but they're also competing in, you know, the biggest food truck town there is.
Yes, indeed. And some people might say, well, that's not fair, a professional who's been doing it for years versus a newbie. But you think the energy and the talent that these rookies have kind of levels things out, doesn't it?
It does, for sure. Because it's not like they're not professionals,
right,
or chefs, because they're all great cooks. And they run catering businesses. They do festivals. I mean, they're really, really accomplished chefs in their own right. But they want to have a food truck and they want to start their business off. And so we kind of put them head to head, and it's amazing how quick the rookie teams pick up on what the pro teams are doing or not doing, and start to level out the playing field pretty quickly. By the time you get two or three episodes deep, you don't really know who's a pro or who's a rookie. Mm-hmm. They're all amazing.
And food trucks, I know you talked about LA being the epicenter. It really seems no matter where you go, I feel like it's the grown-up version of the ice cream truck when you were a kid. You know, you hear that jingle, ice cream, like Eddie Murphy used to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you're not hungry, you see a food truck and you're like, tacos! I mean, it's just, there's something special about it, isn't there?
First of all, that's a great Eddie Murphy album. I haven't heard that in a long time. I might play that later.
Yes.
I was like, now I've got the whole routine in my head. And you're absolutely right. It's like the adult ice cream truck. I've never heard relayed that way, but I'm going to use that. I think it's awesome. Thank you so much for saying that. But that's exactly what it is, right? Because now cities across the country, you know, celebrate street food culture in America with food trucks as a festival, and they get together. You get four or five of them downtown with a beer truck and a band, and you've got a mobile carnival, which is so much fun to put together and so much fun to, you know, to try new cool dishes off of all the time. So I'm really proud of, you know, the show, the contribution to the American culinary scene that we put together. Because right now, you know, there's 47,000 active food trucks in America.
Wow.
And the Great Food Truck Race, the show, Food Network, you know, had so much to do with that. Because we've shown year after year that there's an epic fan base for the genre. People just come out in droves because the food is so good and it's so much fun. And also on the other side of it, that if you hustle, you can put six figures a year in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And so, but you got to get out there and you got to hustle hard. So I think between, you know, those, the promise of the show, how America has really embraced it, and then how young restaurateurs have kind of jumped on this because, you know, the difference between raising $6-7 million and opening up a brick and mortar restaurant versus $25,000 and getting a food truck out on the streets next weekend, there's a big difference in doability. So I think if you've got an idea and heart and soul and passion, and you just want to get into the restaurant business, I think a food truck is a great place to start, because you can start your social media game. You can get great live feedback on your food and whatever it's going to be. You can pivot really quickly if it doesn't work out. You can just reskin it, and then boom, next week you're something else. And so I think it's a great place for like restaurateurs to kind of get their feet first into the business and really start, you know, kind of get into the game early.
Talking with Chef Tyler Florence, The Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath, premiering Sunday night. More of our conversation coming up, plus Judas Priest, Steve Miller, and 94 Rock News next. Talking with renowned chef and Food Network host Tyler Florence, The Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath, premieres Sunday night. And we were talking earlier about food trucks versus brick and mortar restaurants, and the advantage food trucks have, or at least one of them, is they can go where the crowd is, right?
they can go where the crowd is. Because if you're locked into a brick and mortar restaurant and you're talking to a brick and mortar guy, I've got three restaurants in San Francisco, it sometimes you want to be on the other side of the town because, you know, there's the Giants are playing whoever this weekend. And so you kind of want to be over there. So that's the great thing about a food truck is you can be in the city center, during the business week, you can be out by the ballpark on the weekends and you can kind of be everywhere where the crowds are. And it's also great for catering. Yes. It's fantastic for catering. Like weddings are starting to pivot from a sit-down dinner to food trucks because they're so much fun.
I love it. You mentioned ballparks in your premiere episode there. You've got the teams out on the ball field serving Little Leaguers and the other Mookie, besides me, Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mookie Betts, he's a good friend of mine. He was a guest judge in the show. We were in L.A., and he's such a great guy. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually. He was great. And, God, the Little Leaguers went crazy for him.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
One of the most popular players. Even though I'm a Giants fan, I still kind of like him there from his days with the Red Sox, anyway.
Me too. I mean, like, a lot of there's always a kind of a beef between the Dodgers and the Giants. And yeah. I don't know if I'd say, because, like, listen, whoever's in the playoffs, as long as it's a California baseball team, I'm into it.
Amen to that. And a lot of other stars there. I know Chef Jet Tila is going to be there. Last season's winner, Senorita.
Yep. The Senorita food truck, they came out and really kind of celebrated this season of the food truck. And it's so amazing because you blink your eye and like you were just with this team for, you know, eight weeks last year. And now they're a champion kind of doing their own thing out there in the business and really kind of celebrating this from the success of the show, which is just so great to watch. I just love that because a lot of our food truck teams, they don't necessarily understand the power of television and how big it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Until the show is over. And then they kind of realize they're celebrities in their own right once the show takes off. And so I think it's such a gift. It's so much fun to watch that. And Jet was an awesome guest judge. He was amazing this season. It was so great to watch him too. Mm-hmm. So this is another great season. Listen, if you're looking for something fun to really kind of get into this season, we're streaming live on Discovery Plus. We're also going to be on HBO Max. So a lot of different places you can kind of catch this and check it out this season. But it's so much fun because very family friendly. You can pick your own team to root for. And it's like this cutthroat competition is a really good time.
Yes. I just got the pun, by the way. Senior eat. I'm slow.
Spell a little differently. Yeah, but Senior Eat.
Senior Eat. There, yes. It premieres.
Exactly.
Sunday night, 7 Central on the Food Network. The Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath. Renowned chef and host Tyler Florence, thank you so much for the time.
Mookie, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much, man.